Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cane. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Kit Carson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Kane covering, for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. Wurstler goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Clint Brown now pitching. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cain moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com strikes out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 0-for-1 in the game. Carson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Carson reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Carson moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carson scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Sam Rice pinch hits for Joe Vosmek. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Rice now playing left field. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. he's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trosky scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Kane covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Rice reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNair for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman throws the ball into Wurstler, who tags Myatt trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Finney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Brown moves to second. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-7, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Whitey Wilshere now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Averill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Wilshere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilshere hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale bunts in front of the plate. Hayes picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hayes. Trosky scores. Hale moves to third. It's Athletics, 8, Indians, 8. Al Benton now pitching. Charlie Berry now catching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 9-8, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt moves to second. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Carson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-4 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-9, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Higgins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Averill is chasing the ball. Higgins rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. That run is unearned. It's 11-9, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-4 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Rice reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Joe Cascarella now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hale hits a line drive towards short. McNair catches it and throws to first to double up Trosky. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.